Sorry about that. Okay, we're up to Simen Chaf Gimel Sif Hey, and we're going until Tesvav. Yeah, so Ayla, excuse me, Ayla Vegama Kair. We're talking about Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. So Ha'ayla, the one who gets the Aliyah, Vegama Kaira, and also the Bal Kaira Tzrich and Lamoid, need to stand up. Even just to lean on anything is also when you're getting the Aliyah. Because you have to stand in front of the Sefer Torah with fear. The same way the Torah was given with Eima, with awe. I guess awe would be the right way. Right? We know with the shofar and the clouds and the smoke and etc. etc. So kach on a tzrich and linag ba'eima. We have to look at Kriyas HaTorah. I mean, it's a big mussar because. And we listen to Kriyas HaTorah like, oh yeah, but no, it's we're supposed to picture ourselves as if we're listening to Kriyas HaTorah at we're at Har Sinai. Bach, Mishu, Adam Chalosh, Yachal Lismach Ktsas Smicha Kaldu. If you're weak, then you could lean on something. Right? But it shouldn't be, L'chatchila at least, it shouldn't be leaning so much that if you took away whatever you were leaning on, then you'd fall down. Okay, Vav b'shasha Baruch Hu. When the Ayla says Baruch Hu, v'akol aymer Baruch Hashem and Baruch le'olam va'ed. Tzrichin kol atzibur lamoid. Everybody has to stand. Avo b'shasha aymer abrach asher barchabanu. This is the people. And there are those that are very lenient on this unnecessarily, and those that are very strict on this unnecessarily. When you say Baruch Hashem and Baruch le'olam va'ed, everybody has to stand. However, the Sfardim hold you don't have to. Many Sfardim. Once you heard Baruch Hashem and Baruch Hashem, you could sit down. So then, b'chein b'shasa kriya u'b'shas bracha achrayna during the laning and bracha achrayna ain chiyuv shiyamdo that you do not have to stand up. Ela hamedaktikin b'mitzvahs machmir and those that are careful with mitzvahs are strict on themselves and they stand up. B'chein nochan and that's proper thing to do. Ava migavra legavra. But between each person, ain la hachmer, meaning that for sure you could sit down. Meaning between aliyahs, anybody wants could sit down. Right? Okay, Zion. In Makarba who Torah? If let's say the Bal Kaira himself got the aliyah, so he has to have somebody standing next to him. And you can never have the Bal Kaira standing up there alone. Sarsa. The same way the Torah, and this gets back to what we just said, that we have to look at Kriyas HaTorah as if Hashem is giving us the Torah right then and there. So Shekashem Shenitna Torah Al Yidei Sarsur, the same way the Torah was given with a Sarsur, who was a middleman, Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, Kach Anu Tzrichin Linag Ba Al Yidei Sarsur, we need to have somebody else there, a middleman. Now some say you need to really have three people up there, right? Which is, I think, the minig. For meaning the gabbai stands there, right? And the way the Mishnah Brura or the Shulchan Aruch, I don't remember who says it, is that the gabbai is sort of representing Hashem, and the Bal Kaira is Moshe Rabbeinu, and the one getting the Aliyah is the Yidden. That's the way the Mishnah Brura, it's either Mishnah Brura or Shulchan Aruch describe it. Right, so it's a serious thing. It's a serious thing. The gabbai, anybody out there who's a gabbai, should know that you're representing Hashem. I mean, obviously, it's kavod yochel exactly what that means, but that's why you want three people there. Ches kiven sheyisrael lekayra likros. Once the Bal Kaira starts reading, also lechola kahol ledaber. Everybody in tequila is not allowed to speak. Afilu b'divrei Torah, even if you talk divrei Torah. Right. Now, learning during Kriyas HaTorah, that's something quietly learning, that's a different story, especially if you already heard Kriyas HaTorah. Afilu ben gavra legavra, and even ben gavra legavra. And the reason why gavra legavra is a problem, meaning that you're not supposed to talk and learn in ben gavra legavra, as we know, because that conversation could stretch into the laning. Knesses, you are not allowed to leave shul when they're in the middle of reading the Torah. Ava ben gavra legavra, in between aliyahs, shasei when the sefer Torah is rolled up. You can leave if it's necessary, but not. But once you're in, when they start laning, then really you're stuck in there until laning is over, unless it's very necessary, and then you can go Ben Gavra test. Kishayesh kohen bebeis haknesses, when there's a kohen in the shul, you need to call him up first. That's covered for the kohanim, and might be even a mitzvah deraisa. Bafilim hu amaretz, even if he doesn't know anything, elashu adam kasha, he's a adam kasha. Hu kaidem afilu tamar chacham, he goes even before Yisrael is a tamar chacham. Bafilim a kohen writes a limchol leimahani, and even if the kohen wants to be moichel, it does not help. Ba'achar kohen karen Levi. Then we call Levi, Ben Shem Levi, Karen Asakal, Asher Olav Makayma, Asakayan, Asher Olav Makayma, Ivarma, Ben Makayma Levi. You call the Kayan up again. The main Kayan of Asaknesses, if there's no Kayan there, Karen, Ben Makayma Levi, or Yisrael, then you call up a Levi, Yisrael, Vyeshikras, Asay Yosef, Golda, Batayra, Shinin, Sasham, then you should call up the most Chashuv. Right? So if there's no Kayan Levi, then you don't give the rabbi Shlishi, you should give the rabbi Kayan. Im Ein Kan Kayan, Levi, Makayma Kayan, or Yisrael, Makayma Kayan, whichever it is. If you call a Yisrael up in the place of the Kayan, Ein Kayan Achar of Levi, you do not call a Levi, because then that makes the Levi look bad. Right? If you call a Levi for Kayan, fine. But if you call a Yisrael for Kayan, then you cannot call a Levi for Levi. Yishuv Shekulam Kahanam Aleviim. This actually, believe it or not, comes up when you have their families go away, family of Kahanam Aleviim go away. So for Shabbos, so then, and there's no sons-in-law or brothers-in-law, so then they're stuck and they're all kahanim levim. So then yasu sheilas chacham eichis nagu, how, what the proper way to dish out the aliyahs are. Okay, yud. Im hakayin amir b'kriya shema. If a kayin is in the middle of kriya shema, I b'rchus kriya shema, or he's in b'rchus kriya shema, mikol shekein amayim in tefila shemen esre. And for sure, he's in the middle of davening. Even if there's no other kain, don't call him up, because he's not allowed to say the brachas. And you don't need to wait for him to finish davening either. Why? We're not going to make the tzibur wait. Then we call up a Levi Yisrael. You don't say if there's no kain here, because he is there, right? Ella, Imrim Levi or Yisrael bim kain kain. Ubidiyevit, Imkaru, and Bidiyevit, if you did call him up, Imamid Kriya Shema, Ibi Birchasa, if he's in the middle of Shema, or Birchas Kriya Shema, Oila, Umavarachas Abracha, he gets up and he makes the Bracha, Havala Yikra, Imakaira, Eli Yishma. Like we learned Thursday, is about the one getting the Ali is supposed to read along, but here he can't read along because that's a Hefsek. Umakamakam, Im Efshaloi, if it's possible, Yeshali Ligmara, Se Inyan, Shu, Imid Boy. He should finish the inyan that he's in the middle of. La'echad esalak inyana, meaning at least, let's say he's in the middle of a bracha, Birkas Kriya Shema, at least get to the end of that bracha. Kaidim shu'ayla, before he gets the aliyah, because it's less of a hefsek. Vim ayimid b'tfila shmena esrei, then if he's in the middle of shmena esrei, then certainly he can't go up. Afilu karo la'yalo, even if they call him up, he can't go. B'chein ben gula l'tfila la'yalo, and ben gula l'tfila can't either. Where tfila said l'kain etzor, Yalev, and the tefillah of the kain etzor, he does go up. And if he goes up, if he's in the middle of psukah dezimra, emain sham kain achar, there's no other kain. Afilu lechatchila kain, I say even lechatchila you call him. Achla yikra makayra, but then also he should not read along with the bakayra. I'm reading this a little fast because it's not so pertinent. Avalem yesh sham achar, ain kain as lechatchila. If there's somebody else, right, meaning another kain, then don't call him up. Echena din belevi. And the same thing with a Levi. Okay, Yurab. And by the way, the Minig Sulitz, I don't know if anybody ever daven Sulitz, but I daven there a lot. And the Minig and Sulitz is they do not need to call up a Kayan for Kayan. So I've gotten the Aliyah of Kayan many times, even though there were Kayhanim there. There's all sorts of justifications for why they do that. Seems like the one justification is that it's a private shul, and in a private shul, you can give Aliyahs out to whoever you want. Okay, it's an interesting phenomenon over there. Let's say you called up a kohen or levi, they're not there. Do not call up somebody else, another kohen, using his name. Because then people are going to say, oh, they called up this kohen, he's no good, so they have to call up a different kohen. You just tell the other guy, come up. Yalan, he should go up. But if it's the Kayan's son, then you can. That's not a pagam, because if the father's bad guy, then you wouldn't be able to call the son up either. So if you're calling up the son, that means that the father's okay. Then you can call up another Kohen Levi by the name Sharia call Ryan Shaina Ayla Shaina Rashai. Everybody can see that the reason why they're not going up is because they're in the middle of Shemana Esrei. Let's say you call up a Yisrael and he's not there. You can call up the next guy by name. Could be Yisrael, Lashayach Pagam. By Yisrael, there's no, not possible that there's a Pagam. B'chinim karo l'koyin or levi l'achran. If you call up a koyin or levi for achran, which is the extra aliyah, ayla maftir, or for maftir, b'shavas v'yonta, b'einam sham, you can call somebody else with shame because everybody knows that those last aliyahs are not chashav, and it's not because the koyin or levi can't do it. Okay, Yud Beis. If there's no Kayan, or there was a Kayan, but you didn't know about him, right? The Karl Yisrael Makayma, and they called up Yisrael, Va'ala, and the Yisrael went up. Afilo Mamar Baruchu as the Shema Mavairach, El Shalai Pasach Adayin as Abracha, Shabar Chabanu, but he didn't start a Shabar Chabanu, Uba Kayan. And then came the Kayan came running up and said, No, I'm a Kayan, Oishiniskru Shayeshna, or they remember that the Kayan's there. Kayan is a Kayan, you call up the Kayan Va'ayla, and he goes up, Va'aymer Gamhu Baruchu. By Yisrael, Kidei Shalei is Bayish, and the Yisrael, because now he's embarrassed, he was in the middle of Baruchus, and we made him stop. Yamed Shema Ad Lachish Yikra Kayan Va'alevi, Vaz Yikru. Right? Aval Imkvar, Omar Yisrael, as Hashem, Na Baruchah, Asha Omar Baruch Ata Hashem, of Asher Baruch Abonu. Shuvei Ne'ayla Kayan, the Kayan doesn't go up, V'chein Adinim Kar Lelevi, Makam Kayan. If you called up a Levi, Malkum Kayan, Uba, Kayan, Kaidim Shamar, a Levi, Baruch Ata Hashem, Oila, Kayan, Balevi, Mamtim, Vakayan, I say Acharon. It's the same thing. Behind a dinim, Loyo, Yo Levi, Ashleyo, Yadamimeno, Vakoros, a Kayan, Gamba, Kayan, Levi, Bacha, Ba, Levi, then came the Levi, Kayan, Shamar, Kayan, Baruch Ata Hashem, Kayan, it's a Levi, Vaila, you read, you call up the Levi, and he goes up. So we see how important it is to have a Kayan and a Levi. That you would even make some sort of bracha levatala. I don't know if it's a bracha levatala. I don't know whatever it is. You'd give them. Ain karen shnei achim zeachazeh. You don't call two brothers up one after the other. Bein shem benav, bein b'nei, whether they're paternal or maternal brothers. V'chein ha'am im b'nai oy ben b'nai. Ha'av, I'm sorry, father with his son or grandson. Ain karen zeachazeh. Mishum ain abisha. It's because of ayin hara. Which I never really understood. But I guess people get jealous that they're calling up two brothers or two close family members one after the other. Even if they say they don't care about Ayin Hara. This is even if one is Achar and one is Mafter, which is usually some sort of break in between, you still don't call them up. But that's Dafka on Shabbos, when you don't take out another Sefer Torah. When you take out another Sefer Torah from after, it's mutter. V'chein im ha-mafter ain't a bar mitzvah, mutter. If he's not a bar mitzvah, because you can call up a kid that's not bar mitzvah from after, then he can go after his father or his grandfather or his brother. In all these cases, though, if you already called him up and you didn't realize, then they don't go down. U'v'shnei achim rak min ha'aim, and two brothers that are just from the mother, va'av im ben b'noi, and a father with his grandson, Imkaru, Afilo Adayin Loi Allah, even if they didn't come up yet, Yala. Meaning we're saying by two brothers and a father and a son, two brothers from a father and a son, if they go up and they're already up there, then they don't take him down. But if they didn't go up yet, then tell them to stay down. But brothers from the mother or a grandfather and a grandson, then they can, once they're called up, they can go up. If it's a shasatchak, then you could call them up. Right? But that's l'chayru talking about the father, grandfather, and or the brothers and the mother. Somebody gets an aliyah one shuvachak, mizdamal v'sakneses acheres akuru gamkein afilu l'parsha shekvar olala oilu sheinis mevorachas avrochas. Meaning you could take two aliyahs in one day. Tesvav, the tainus tiva shakaran vayichal. When we on a tainus tiva, when you say vayichal, ain't karan la'alos the Torah elu l'misha misana. You don't call up for an aliyah? Only somebody who is fasting. Somebody who's not fasting cannot get an aliyah. Why? Because the Kriya Satira is because we're fasting. Let's say you only have the only one in the crowd that's a Kayan is not fasting. Or he knows he's not going to finish the fast. Currently, Yisrael Alelevi Mekamim, then you call Yisrael Alelevi in this place. But Toshi Yetzir Kamim, but Zaknesses is best if he should go out. And if there's another Kayan, then he doesn't have to go out. Eli Yedia, Shalay Yikru, then he should just let them know not to call him up. Vim Yikru, Loyal, and if they do call him up, he shouldn't go up. Vim Rubashani Vichamishi, but if it's on a Monday and Thursday, Afa Pisha Kayan Vayachal, even though you read Vayachal, Mikamakum Kimit Sha'ata, who's man Kriya Satira. But since it's as Magri as a Torah, Lachem with the Evidim, Lo Yotzim Yitzhak Knesset as a Karu, then Yale can go up because we're laning anyways. Meaning on a Sunday, Tuesday, or like this year, the next fast is on a Friday. So then we're laning specifically because it's a fast day, but if it's a Monday or Thursday, we're laning anyways, so it is more lenient. So if you call them up, the Kain or anybody, you call them up, then they can go up for the Aliyah. Okay, I think that's it. So, all right, a good talk, everybody, and a good year. Oh, I don't know. You want it to be unmuted? I don't know. I don't know if I can control that. I don't know how to do that.
Too late now.
There you go. Now you're good. Now you're good.
Too late now.
Ah, it's too late. I'm sorry.
Yeah, parents finally did it. They didn't do the video.
It's okay. I know what you guys all look like.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, I don't need to be seen. I just want it to be heard.
All right, Ugly, go ahead. Show your face.
Oh, I didn't want to be seen. I just want to be heard.
Oh, I'm talking to Liner.
Yeah, I showed my face. No, he was asking me in the beginning what we were starting from. I couldn't tell him.
Yeah.
Shkayach, thank you.
All right.
You have to end the recording.
Your night's not over.
No, it's not.
Well, you got to know.